Welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm your guest host, Malika Pryor-Martin, Communications and Development Officer at your National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, filling in for your regular host, Amanda Coulson, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. If you missed our last segment, so sad for you, but we're going to get a chance to hear more from her, artist Sonia Farmer, who's in the house with us tonight, featured artist in... unfortunately, a show that's going to be closing soon at the NAGB, We Suffer to Remain. However, you are in luck because there are two more fabulous artists who are in studio with me right now. Mr. Jason Evans, a.k.a. Artist Javan.
Happy hump day, Bahamas. Hope it was good enough for you.
Okay. Right? I know. Thank goodness it's just about over.
Yeah.
And Ms. Yasmin Glendon.
Good evening. Blowing.
She told me not to refer to her AKAs, but they're so hot, and then we actually made up some more.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, so is it okay? I can do it?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Woo-woo. All right, so AKA Queen of the Universe, AKA Goddess Galaxy, AKA Damsel of Destiny. Yes. My very favorite podcast might be Jesus and Nero. You know, Back of the Ranch. If you've ever heard them do their AKAs, it's ridiculous.
Who's this?
Jesus and Nero.
Okay.
Look them up.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, they're... Yeah.
All right. See, yeah. That's why you learn every day.
You do.
Okay. Yeah, repping BX, the Bronx.
Okay.
But yes, so, but back to a far, far more fabulous B. No offense to the Bronx. Love the Bronx. The Bahamas.
That's right.
Please tell us just a little bit about your respective practices. We had a chance to hear a little bit from Sonia in the first segment, but I want to make sure that we get a chance to hear from you all, because there's also something that really, really special that they're going to be doing shortly after, but I want them to have a chance to talk a little bit about what they do.
Well, Yasmin here, or Damsel, if you prefer.
Queen,
yeah, that works too. Well, I am a writer and a teacher, and that's my day job. In the night, I save the world.
Into the night to save the day.
Into the night.
If you have a toddler, you know that reference immediately. It's all right. Shouts out to all the parents that are forced to watch PJ Masks. And you, Jason, tell us more about yourself.
Okay, well, jack of all trade. I have a Bachelor of Science in Graphic Design from Drexel University. So I actually am trained to be a professional graphic designer. So I can do all that book design and package design and all that good stuff.
Very cool.
But then I am now an animator, so I've actually done 3 animated films, and I just directed my first live-action one this January past. So hopefully that'll be out soon, too.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I'm also a medical massage therapist, so I also make people feel better. You know, when you have knots in your back and, you know, sciatica pain and slip discs and cancer patients and that type of stuff. The people I type of work with, right? And then what else do I do? I paint, I sculpt,
act.
I do spoken word, I act, you know. Like I said, master of, you know, jack of, you know, all that stuff. So, a lot.
A lot.
And we're going to stop it there, because yeah. There's probably more I could think about.
Yeah, man, Yasmin, you didn't introduce yourself, like, with all that. I mean, Jason going into his master's. You know, Yasmin just finishing up at Goldsmiths, right?
I mean.
Goldsmiths.
Okay.
Okay.
Listen. Okay, finishing her whole dissertation in some beautiful, beautiful poetry.
This is why the village matters, sometimes you have to be repped for. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
When I threw down that writer, I was like, yeah, everything.
Writer. Capital W.
But she may try to say, how you get to be that writer? What was your journey?
Man, stop it. All of that?
That's complicated.
I don't have to tell the whole story.
Yasmin and
I wouldn't be able to cover it in a second.
Should put in a little plug, because we basically just super met this summer.
Yes, we did.
We're both writers in residence at The Current this summer at Bahamar. So that's how we met, and we're like fast friends now. At least, I feel very kindred spirit with her.
Yep, she belongs to me.
Yeah.
The universe is connected.
That's how she became involved in this
universe,
project.
So.
Yep, definitely. So it works.
Yeah. Oh,
that's wonderful. It's wonderful when you're able to connect with people so immediately, because sometimes it can be difficult.
Yeah, it can be.
When you're doing a particular kind of work and you have a specific kind of focus, it can be difficult to find people with whom you have that kindred spirit, that kindred connection. Mm-hmm. So that's amazing. So good for you guys.
Yep.
Yeah, we are. We've been doing many projects together this summer. This is just one of them.
Speaking of summer, shameless plug. I'm also the founder of a improv comedy show called The Spot 242.
I love The
which
Spot.
Which will be August, the three Saturdays in August. The 11th, 17th, and 25th of August. And then look out for the TV show, The Spot 242. Comes on cable.
Nice.
I've seen it.
Okay.
Lloyd.
I've seen it before.
So what we record in the summer at the Dundas is the first part of the third season. And then we go into the studio after.
Okay, well, maybe when we're off microphone, we can have a conversation about Fiona's Theater.
Okay. That sounds fun. Ooh. We were actually thinking about doing something. Yes, after. After.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay.
Look at me bringing people together.
Yeah. Yes.
Look at you.
That's
so,
the village.
I don't have anything to do with this.
But that's the village, though.
She didn't facilitate any of this.
That is the village. All right. You know, that is the village.
Oh, it's the universe. You know. Oh, no, I'm dead.
Okay. Thanks for the farmer. You know, can't eat without the farmer.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
All right.
Okay, see, this is why I have to be a facilitator. I can't just be a conversationalist. So before this segment is actually over and done with, there is something really, really special that is sort of a primer to the finissage, the closing of We Suffer to Remain, which I mentioned at the very, very beginning of this segment, and that Sonia and I had a conversation about in the first segment, a really special featured exhibition at the NAGB that speaks to, in a contemporary context, the ramifications of the transatlantic slave trade. And Sonia is one of the featured artists, obviously a writer, as we already know. And there's a piece that she created that was inspired by another piece, and I won't get into all of that, but there's this wonderful performance piece, or a spoken word piece, if you will, a poem, that is going to be presented at the finissage, which is July 29th, and we'll talk a little bit about that in the next segment. And Jason and Yasmin are a part of a group of people who are going to be reading and participating in this. So it's also going to have this really wonderful kind of dramatic element and dynamic to it as well.
A very rich range of voices. There will be 11 people. Mm-hmm.
11 people. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to say, take it away, Sonia.
Sure.
To sort of intro the finissage.
So Yasmin and Jason will be reading part of the part of my poem called A True and Exact History. And this is the poem that's featured in the artist book, A True and Exact History, that is up in We Suffer to Remain at the National Art Gallery. The National Art Gallery kindly gave me the opportunity to reimagine this piece as a sound piece. So I divided the piece into 11 speakers. Each speaker has a role. We start with, let's say, the voice of the expat and the migrant, and then we move into voices of people on the island, people who have certain, some people who have certain rights and some people who don't, who is a citizen of the island and who is an undocumented resident of the island. Then we move into a little historical moment, slave, a slave master, and a historian. And then we move back to the island and let the island have a voice, an indigenous person of the Caribbean, the Edenic Island, the colonized nation, and then the free nation. And so it's the piece sort of asks us to grapple with questions of who gets to tell the story of a place that has so much history, you know, in its soil. And Yasmin and Jason are going to be reading sort of the second part of this poem. They are perfect for this part, and you will hear why shortly. Their voices do this part such justice. So it will give you a little taste of what's to come when all 11 of us read. I think that it's a very poignant and very haunting experience to hear the poem read in this way. Altogether, it's sort of around 15 minutes, but this will just be a couple of minutes for a little taste. So please take it away.
When our eyes grow to perfection, secure shelter while they retribute their pains.
Wanting witness. We live in the distance of observation.
Overlooking liberties of the past, our daily hunger we carried from place to place. Plague the living and prove contagious. I only speak in plain language, as I have been overgrown with beasts.
Being here, a prisoner, is the greatest art that I am exactly made for.
Working to keep alive is a crime,
but easily led by the voices of sickness that live here.
I suffer to remain
saint of a wild, mad land.
I had an exact plot of memory desired in unwholesome thirst.
Our bodies, being exhausted, when our own country is seldom drink. When they do take your knife, eat deep into the steel.
No net can be compared to this want we grow.
Yet spring is not to be endured without spoil. These roots have a small remainder of teeth.
Feed upon the soil of this place. Larded with the fat of the past, many bison pieces.
Home near the shore. Some had been bred with freedom.
And I found my power to be serviceable to them.
I dressed several ways and proved wanting.
Come, open the heart and lay in a dish.
Crack our teeth at the table where land touch sea.
For the honor of the island.
Thank you very much for that reading. That was stunning.
Yes, thank you.
It was Yasmin Glinton and Jason Evans, both reading from A True and Exact History, which if you liked that taste of the performance, you can come and hear all 11 roles being read out July 29th at 4 p.m. at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. Yes.
Which is also the last day that you'll have the opportunity to bear witness and to engage the exhibition itself, because it closes on the 29th. So it is a perfect finish to an incredibly powerful exhibition. So I know that the two of you had a chance to sort of get in. I imagine anyway that the two of you had an opportunity to sort of get involved. Yasmin, you particularly in terms of Sonia's project, as a result of connecting via the current. Mm-hmm. So how did Jason? How did the 11 sort
come
of
together
come into being?
Jason and I don't even. Probably from the hub we met.
Yes.
Hub days, from way back when. So way back when the hub was around, which is a wonderful sort of like arts space run by Margot Bethel and Jonathan Murray.
Yes.
Quite a while ago now. It's been closed, but so important to making connections like this.
Absolutely.
Across genres. And I have heard also Jason perform over the years. His work, he's great. In fact, Yasmin just this summer hosted an open mic at The Current at Bahamar, where a few of us came together to read, and then I got to hear Jason read again. This has been a little while, right, since I've heard you.
Mm-hmm. From the Hub days.
Yeah, from Hub days probably, you know, from open mic nights or something. Yeah.
And that's probably a good 10 years ago.
It
was about 2 months ago.
Yeah, and it felt like, you know, like a real reunion, that event, actually, that Yasmin did. It was quite special that evening, you know. I had thought of their voices. I mean, when I first thought about this piece, and we've only had like 3 weeks to pull this off, it was just kind of wild. So it really did take a lot of commitment from the people who agreed to be involved. And I'm just like, I feel very grateful that they believe in this project so much and want to see it happen.
Of course.
The way that I want to see it happen. But also understand that I'm still creating it as we're working our way through the rehearsal. So it's been a really great experience to get feedback about, oh, why don't we try this line whispering, or why don't we try overlapping this, or have we considered this way? And so that's been really special, and it's also helped me to think through what I'm doing by dividing this piece up in this way. So when I thought about the speakers, I just thought about people whose voices that I felt were strong and that would lend themselves to certain roles in this piece. And I had all my first choices, and then I had some backups, but luckily all of my first choices said yes.
Wow, that's amazing.
Including people who are just so busy, like Nicolette Bethel is going to be reading, she has so much going on with Shakespeare in Paradise.
Of course.
Patricia Glinton Mikolas, which she always has things going on.
Indeed.
She's especially getting ready for that literary festival.
Of course,
yeah,
literary
coming
festival
up
as well.
In November. And then even Mick Bancroft, who is like a veteran performer here in the Bahamas, and he hasn't performed in a very long time. His voice is just so special and powerful, and I knew I wanted his voice to be the first voice we hear, speaker number one. And he agreed, which was just astounding. I'm so thankful that he did. So we have those, and then we have a few people who haven't performed before or had a lot of experience, like the NAGB's own Natalie Willis and Matthew Ramming.
Yes, yes, our assistant curator, yeah. Natalie Willis.
And then even Ian Bethel Bennett, you know, I think it's a little out of his comfort zone as well, but he's going to be performing, and his voice is great for his role. Jodie Minnis, she has performed before. She's done a few performance pieces.
Definitely.
It's nice to get her voice in there. And then Craig Smith. And I think, you know, Craig might have some reading experience. I'm not too sure what his level is, but I like his voice very much.
And he does have a great voice.
He really does. And I thought, let me just ask him. And he said yes, too. So 11, like, it's quite a stunning lineup. And I'm in it, too, because I can't just, you know, I got to be part of it. We suffer to remain, all of us.
Of course.
And so all 11 of us will be hopefully hitting a home run on the Sunday. We've
no,
had
you
some
shall.
Great rehearsals.
You shall. Yeah. You shall.
Yeah.
You shall.
It's sounding good.
Park.
We
out
claim it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
The Queen of the Universe says so.
Yeah.
That's right.
Stamped.
Their approval. Well, I know that you all have to get going, but I just wanted to thank you all so very much. So when we come back, we'll talk a bit more about the process of developing this particular piece. But I just want to thank you, Jason and Yasmin, for coming on, for being with us. I just thought that small bit of the performance was really quite wonderful, and I'm excited to see just how everything is going to come together on the 29th. So if you loved what you heard, even if you just liked what you heard, then Sunday, July 29th, so that's right around the corner, just a couple of days away, at 4 p.m., you'll have the opportunity to engage with a featured artist from the exhibition itself, as well as all these incredible and dynamic folks, some of which we were fortunate enough to have in the studio with us this evening. You are listening to me, Malika Pryor-Martin, who is your guest host tonight. And I'm sitting in this fabulous studio with Sonia Farmer. Again, thank you so much, Jason and Yasmin. They're going, so hopefully.
Thank you for having us.
It's been great.
Thank you for coming, guys.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So we're going to take a short break, but we'll be right back. Stay tuned to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio.